fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the third day of August, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, like Deputy Hendricks, just send me an email. We'll get you going on that. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to learn to use a topographical map and compass, learn cross-country navigation. In normal times, it's a fun hobby. There's clubs usually around universities called orienteering clubs that do this for sport. It is a lot of fun. In hard times, it literally could be a matter of life and death, something that about 1% of American adults know how to do, and that's quite frankly a bit optimistic. All right, we have patient Wayne at Greenroom, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of high-quality water filters, including one we talk about the most, the Ready Pure Countertop Stainless Steel Gravity Feed Water Filter, which instead of very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that's on Berkey's, we have a solid metal spigot that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Had a great week.
We have a headline here at the Liberty Daily where I get my news, a lot of my news, not all of it. And here's the headline. Treason. Blacklisted Chinese military manufacturer acquired U.S. stealth technology with CFIUS approval through relationship with Hunter and Joe Biden. Isn't that special?
I saw pieces of that, yeah, I think elsewhere. Yeah, very interesting. This whole thing with the Biden regime is really unraveling. I mean, there's so much evidence out there now, this latest testimony. Did you see the Carson interview with
I've seen a couple of clips of it. I intend to watch all of it before the day is over.
I haven't seen it either. Yeah, I'm going to watch it too. So interesting.
Well, Mr. Archer was Hunter Biden's business partner for 10 years. In a clip I saw, he mentioned having Joe Biden part of meetings with Hunter at least 20 times and being present in the room when People's Liberation Army officials in China were on the telephone, and they had Joe Biden on a speakerphone participating in the meeting.
I thought he didn't know anything about Hunter's business dealings.
Well, we don't know what he knows because his brain is only functioning about one-tenth of a normal person's. But, the evidence is becoming very clear and convincing that Joe Biden was up to his eyeballs in these treasonous acts, accepting a bribe from a foreign entity to exert influence. And in fact, it's been public for so long, Joe Biden was videotaped at a meeting taking pride and being very proud that he personally got a prosecuting attorney in Ukraine fired upon threat of withholding, I believe, $1 billion in USA.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, crazy. In front of the CFR, right, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was CFR. But it's most criminals don't go public on worldwide television with admitting and taking pride in their crimes, do they?
No, but these guys have no shame. And I think, you know, judging by the audience response, you know, at that presentation, which I think was the CFR, you know, you could tell a lot of people were laughing. They think it's funny. You know, none of this stuff is funny. We're talking about people's lives here. And, you know, they're doing everything they can, you know, to destroy people, you know, to their own benefit, which is the exact opposite of what we're supposed to do. We all know it. And it's just crazy. I mean, the amount of issues, you know, here's the big thing. And I look at this thing just from a common sense perspective. You look at the whole Biden crew, and what in the world do these guys have to offer if it not for influence? I mean, all this money changed hands, all these special meetings with special people, and, you know, these dinners that Joe got invited to, you know, to introduce him to these people, like the woman that ran, you know, was she the mayor of Moscow? I think she was a billionaireess. And you look at all this stuff, and then, you know, she transferred millions of dollars, $10 million or something, back to Hunter's account, you know, a few months later. The whole thing is bizarre. I mean, this guy needs to be removed. But before he does, we need to make sure that somebody else is in place except for Kamala Harris, because I don't want that. I mean, talk about out of the fire and into the frying pan. I mean, that would be just crazy. And maybe none of it makes a difference. I mean, maybe the influence is all behind the scenes. And you know, who the actual figurehead is doesn't really matter. I mean, I've often thought, and I'm sure others have thought, that that's the case, the exception being Trump, which is why, you know, we like him so much, because he's not afraid to stand up and say what he thinks. But we'll just have to see as time rolls on. But the story gets stranger and stranger every week. It's bizarre. Totally bizarre. It is.
Well, this headline I just read was originally published October 24th, 2020. So it's got some age on it. Hopefully the men and women in U.S. Congress will take this to heart. Articles of impeachment can only originate from one place. That's the House Judiciary Committee. Of course, all committees in the U.S. Congress are controlled by the House representatives by Republicans. And there is going to be, whether they want to do it or not, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the head of the House Judiciary Committee to file articles of impeachment against this president, won't there?
Clearly that's the case.
That's what needs to happen. I was just reading about the annual Boy Scout Jamboree. They get together once a year. It's a national deal where they have a special tent set up where mentally ill young men who want to be girls can go in and feel comfortable. And, of course, the Boy Scouts of America, it's now a requirement to become an Eagle Scout. I've known several Eagle Scouts. They're always great guys. There's now a requirement that they take one of their courses that the badges they have to earn has to do with something to do with homosexuality. I'm not sure what that is offhand. But they have to earn that now as part of their mission to become an Eagle Scout. They've stolen one of America's finest and most basic institutions, haven't they?
Absolutely. And you know, my son is an Eagle Scout, and you know, it was the first time I think when he was made an Eagle Scout that the president didn't sign the certificate, which, of course, at that time was Obama. No surprise there. Just absolutely crazy. I mean, I was on three or four different events, you know, in the Scouts. And this was 10 years ago, probably. And I got, you know, a lesson from one of the higher-ups that was in the Sheriff's Department that was part of the church that hosted this Boy Scout troop. And he was complaining to me, you know, outside in the morning one day on a camp out, how, you know, at the station they're confronting people that, you know, think that they have rights in the Constitution, and how dare these constitutionalists, it's just crazy. I mean, and this guy was a forward-thinking, you know, Mormon. I mean, it was part of a Mormon church. And I remember thinking, this is the most bizarre thing. I mean, if there was anybody that would stand up for personal freedom, you would think it would be Mormons. But not the case. I mean, the evolution over the last 50 or 60 years of everybody has gone the other way, and they're thinking that all of these things are okay. And anybody that mentions the Constitution or stands behind its rights or believes that we have guaranteed freedoms is a loony bin and a conspiracy theorist. And it just shows how far we've come when even the supposedly conservative people, you know, have this viewpoint. And it's because it's jammed down their throat, you know, every month and every week. I mean, every one of these sheriff's departments, if they're getting federal funds, they have to attend quote unquote seminars and classes that are hosted by the Fed. And this is what they describe and teach, you know, these things. And, you know, you can tell somebody's a suspect if you stop them in their car and they mention that they shouldn't have to have, you know, a license or they have a right to travel, you know, guaranteed by the Constitution. Anybody that questions any of these things is immediately thought of to be a possible terrorist. And I find the whole thing insane. I can't believe that we've come this far, you know, in 40 or 50 years, but we have.
Right, right. Well, there's ways to do that. Most people don't know what it is to have an automobile that doesn't have a license plate and travel on the public roads. The key to it is not having the vehicle, at least in the state of Missouri, not having it registered with the Secretary of State. That makes it a commercial vehicle. It's pretty common knowledge out here where I live that there's something called farm trucks. They may or may not have had a license plate in the past, but they haven't had one for 20-plus years. So if that vehicle is not registered with the Secretary of State, it can be used on the public roads without a license plate. And, of course, if you're driving a commercial vehicle, that means a vehicle that has a license plate. You have to have a driver's license. But people don't know this, and I've known a couple of guys. They make a homemade license plate that they put on the car. It says private property of, and they put their name there.
Yeah, and, they've got that here. Yeah, they've got the farm vehicle plates here as well.
And the country cops, they all know this. This is a farm vehicle. Just leave it alone, and it's okay. And so, yeah, there's a way to do it and ways to screw it up. And most people, we had a host here on Republic Broadcasting who was promoting that citizens come together and form their own grand juries. And she promoted that for years, and she's gone now, thank goodness. But she thought she was doing the right thing. And, of course, my question to those people is, if your grand jury issues an order, this grand jury issues an order, who's going to enforce it?
Right.
And unless your county sheriff is going to enforce the order of this make-believe grand jury, you don't have a grand jury.
That's right.
Unless the grand jury can issue orders, what's the point of even having a grand jury in the first place? But people get caught up in this, or they get involved with legal matters they don't understand. They get in over their heads. I've seen men and women get in really big trouble attempting to do these private citizen-formed grand juries. It's and it seems like this pops up about once every 10 years or so. This came up 20-something years ago. It was real big nationwide, and I spoke to a number of these people trying to get them to understand the reality of the what they were getting themselves into and how dangerous it was and how it didn't have any basis in law at all.
So 12 people just get together and they decide something and they say, we're a grand jury and therefore this has to happen. Is that how it works?
Right. Right. They issue an order just like they were a grand jury. They would file it with the county clerk. And they think that depending on what the jurisdiction is, the circuit clerk or the county clerk, and nothing happens because the sheriff is not going to enforce it, unless they have their own sheriff. Now, of course, the county can't have two sheriffs; you only have one sheriff. So it's a big nothing burger, but you can get yourself into big trouble with the real law, real grand juries, and real sheriffs if you attempt to do this, Kirk.
Crazy, crazy business. And, you know, you're going right up against the local law enforcement, which is a pretty stupid move. I mean, there's no way to really win that battle. And, of course, you've got the local courts and judges and magistrates that are not going to go along with it. So the whole thing seems like a giant waste of time. It's a shame. People go down these rabbit holes when really, you know, what we need to do, and you point this out almost every week, is get with the local government and get with the local political movements and support, you know, the local decisions that way. And that probably has the greatest chance of having a, you know, a better outcome down the road.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Dr. Horowitz won't be with us today. He's out of pocket the next 2 weeks, just to let people know. Kirk, we have the monthly John Moore meetup tonight. We have three different nurses that attend on a regular basis. I've asked two of those three to get updates on what's going on at their hospital with cancer since 2019. And one nurse has already reported back to me, she'll be at the meeting tonight, that she's getting reports that an increase in cancer patients 50 years and younger, which is no surprise, is it?
No, that's crazy. Do they have an internet connection at that restaurant?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
You know, if somebody with a decent new mobile phone and maybe just a little tripod, you could set up a Zoom link, you know, and have everybody across the country, you know, tune into those meetings.
Well, I don't know if there is any internet there or not. It's never been an issue.
I mean, it works on the phone, too, but, you know, often not as well, and depends on the internet. So that's something to look into because, I mean, they've got that Zoom and Skype app, you know, right on the mobile phone. And if you've got a way to steady the camera and maybe provide a microphone, you know, it depends on the quality of the phone. But where a lot of these things run short is on the mic. You know, the audio is weak, but there's cheap ways to, you know, supplement that with external microphones or just one that would plug in. You know, there's adapters where you can plug them in.
Well, knowing the demographics of the people that show up, I know there's a substantial percentage that aren't going to want to be on the worldwide internet.
So that's always an issue. Yeah, no, I get it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm not going to go down that road.
It would be fun though.
It would be, but I don't want to make people nervous. And
you're right. Yeah,
that would make them nervous.
I didn't consider that.
Well, Dr. Fauci has a replacement recently appointed, Dr. Jean Marezzo, who fully supports lockdowns, social distancing, forced vaccinations. Isn't that special?
Could it get any worse than Fauci?
No worse. It looks like she's pretty much a carbon copy of Fauci, just happens to be a woman. And no surprise there. A woman who, well, Fauci was paid much more than the President of the United States, by the way, in case you don't know. And I don't know what her paycheck's going to be. But, they have exactly what they wanted, a carbon copy of Anthony Fauci, to make sure we have forced vaccinations. Yes, I'm so disappointed that President Trump continues to support the clot shot, the COVID vaccinations. I was just talking about this morning with my wife, and a friend of hers took the clot shot based on the recommendation of President Trump, and now she's dead. Repeat that times a couple hundred thousand. Right, Kirk?
You know, I often think about this, and I know that you subscribe to that one thinking that the fellow talked about. Well, we can talk after the... Is that the break coming up?
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Sure. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, a company manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop water filter. Listeners of John Moore Show get a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment, don't they, Kirk?
They do, and in some of the items, it's even more. So we've got a lot of specials going on right now. We rolled out our brand new structuring energizing water technology called the Helix Energizer several months ago, and that's becoming very popular. And the reason is that for under you know, $600-700, you can put a whole house energizing system in, and it's very easy to install, basic mechanical skills. And we've got quite a few of them placed. I just did another one at a big beach house, brand new beach house, this past weekend. And the installation, you know, came out wonderfully. And the whole, this was a whole total home solution. I mean, it was the Digi softener that we offer, plus the Helix Energizer, plus the DynaPure whole house filter, plus the Alka Purity drinking water system. And the whole thing is able to be installed, the whole system, in about 3 hours. And it's just a phenomenal, I mean, you know, have the insurance of knowing that all the water that you're using in your home is not only clean and you know, free of contaminants, but energized the way that nature does. So important. I mean, you know, water is the mechanism in the body for transferring all energy, including the bloodstream. And the way that you know, the type of water that you take in on a daily basis is going to have a direct bearing on your health, especially over time and distance. And we offer great products at a great price. So give us a call.
All right. All right. I was just reading that Steve Bannon, who has been a Trump advisor for many years, is now advocating a Trump-Kennedy ticket, which
I saw
probably that could be a winner, couldn't it?
It would be a winner. And you know, listen, you know, I mean, Kennedy would have to obviously, you know, tune back his thinking, but I think there's a good chance it'll happen.
Well, which part of his thinking would he have to tune back?
The fact that he wouldn't be allowed to be president, at least not in this running. You know, I mean, I don't, quite frankly, I think the Trump RFK Jr. ticket is the way to go. I mean, if I was the master political advisor, that's what I would advise him, you know, them both to do. But, you know, you'd have to get RFK to agree to it. And I'm not sure, can two people from two different parties run on the same ticket? Probably not, right? So
Kirk. Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration. Did you know that?
Yes, but not as an elected person on the ballot.
Well, no.
He was appointed,
no.
Right?
He was appointed.
Right.
And his job was to expose the truth about these deadly vaccines. Now, the story I've heard and read, I don't know if it's true or not, is that Pfizer donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration party deal in exchange for Trump letting RFK Jr. go. Now, that may or may not be true. I don't know. But he was part of the administration for 4 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it was, not very long. And his job was to expose the vaccine industry. So we'll see. I don't know how much communication Steve Bannon and President Trump still have. They're probably close enough to still have some communication, but I can't think who else would be well, Carrie Lake would be a good choice for a vice president, wouldn't she?
She would be, but I don't think she's as strong as RFK Jr. would be.
No, not as strong. Absolutely, not as strong.
Can two people from different parties run on the same ticket? I mean, RFK would have to re-register, right, or change over.
I don't know. There's no constitutional, you know, to run for president and vice president, there's no party affiliation requirement. That's more a matter for the parties to deal with, not to be or lack thereof being qualified to run for office. So we'll see. It's an interesting concept, and we shall see what they do.
So you know, getting back to Trump and thinking about the vaccines and the legitimacy of it and the way he hasn't come out against it, you know, I used to think that the reason he didn't stand up against it was because, you know, he has so many business interests in his family, and the pharmaceutical companies are so powerful, you know, and so strong financially, that he was afraid, you know, of what would happen there, and also that a lot of the people in the country believe in the vaccines, and he didn't want to alienate those people. Now I'm not so sure, because he's coming under so much scrutiny. You know, let loose the dogs of war, as far as I'm concerned. You know,
yeah, here's our break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. It's just less than 2 weeks away, the second weekend of August. That's August 12th and 13th. Be a lot of great speakers there. All the details are at my website. You can get your tickets. As far as I know, there's still tickets available at thelibertyman.com. At the bottom of the third hour, we'll be talking about the energy cleaner in more detail. In the meantime, you might want to look up the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, get an energy cleaner. If your arthritis pain is slowing you down, get yourself an energy cleaner. I'm picking up a fresh batch tomorrow and got more mattress pads on the way. Everything will be in stock very soon to get these orders out and help people get their lives back. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Bingless Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, a company manufacturing a complete line of water filters that will help you achieve your goal of optimal health and well-being. Right, Kirk? Hello, Kirk. Okay, I guess Kirk's still on a break.
I'm here. Sorry, I was muted. Didn't realize it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, Kirk, I was just looking at a video of a street in San Francisco called Market Street, which is has high-rise office buildings and at the ground level, what used to be restaurants, shops, bars, gift stores, all closed up, pretty much without exception, all closed up. Of course, this is due largely to COVID, where companies sent their people home to work from home. And after about a year or so, or maybe even only 6 months, these companies figured out, why are we spending all this money on expensive downtown San Francisco real estate office space when our people can be productive from home and not come into an office? So they didn't renew their leases, did they?
That's right. And it's resulting in a real shock, you know, to the whole commercial real estate financial system, you know, as you
know. Oh, yes. Well, commercial real estate, and I was in residential real estate back in the early to mid-80s. I had 57 rental units back in there at one time, the majority of them single-family homes. And commercial real estate has always been one of the safest investments a person can make. It used to be, didn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know,
not anymore.
It's, you know, and the crowd, the problem is the police are not doing their job because they've been ordered not to. And you've got the court systems out there not prosecuting crimes. And all of this makes for a very unsafe environment, you know, in a lot of these urban areas. And that's a big factor, too. I mean, I've seen many, many interviews on YouTube and other places of shop owners that are just fed up with it. They have to step over bodies, you know, to get into their store. And, you know, people don't want to come eat in the restaurant because drugs are being sold, you know, outside. And this whole thing is just a nightmare for anybody that's in that, you know, in that area, you know, in these areas of these big cities. And I think probably San Francisco is definitely one of the worst, no question.
Well, that's a different part of it, the crime situation. The part I was addressing is the companies that lease space stop leasing the space because they simply don't need it anymore. So why would there be shops, restaurants, bars, and gift shops if there's no longer employees 12 stories above them to buy this
very
stuff
true.
And go to lunch?
Very true.
They simply don't need it anymore. It's the effects of COVID. I was talking to the guys at the hardware store locally. They said at the height of COVID, 1 8-foot 2x4, which is the basic structure thing that people use to build homes these days for decades, $15 for 1 8-foot 2x4. And it's amazing that people were still buying them, but they had no choice. They wanted to build something. And they got to the point where steel 2x4s were less expensive than the wood ones, which was kind of a twist on reality. But the effects of COVID are long reaching and will affect this country for decades in the future, won't it?
Yeah, and then you've got the freight. You know, the whole transportation industry is really in an upheaval. You know, Yellow Freight, you know, shutting down, and all their subsidiary companies. There was one of their companies that we would deal with probably every couple of months, you know, for pallet shipments, which is out of business now. And that's going to take a big toll, I think, on the whole transportation, especially, you know, less than container load shipments, which drives the whole country. So it's going to be interesting to see as this unfolds, you know, fully.
Absolutely, it will be. You got a question or comment for Kirk and I? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Planet X has come back into the news. My friend Steve Bannon is getting private reports about the impending arrival of Planet X to where it can be seen, probably from the southern hemisphere first. I'll be speaking to that in Des Moines. That'll be my primary topic in Des Moines on the weekend of the 12th and 13th. It's something I've been aware of for 20-plus years. I've done a lot of work on it. I've developed private sources, mainly in the sense of retired submarine veterans who were at classified briefings regarding Planet X. And that's what makes my work unique and exclusive, is my ability to locate and debrief these Navy veterans. If we're told the following: gentlemen, in your lifetimes, these waters or these oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. You know, when Tim comes time to retire, you might just want to retire to the Arkansas Missouri Ozarks as a known safe haven. You still live in one of the areas to be flooded, Kirk, I know, and that's your choice, and I respect that. But we've had thousands, many, many thousands of retired Navy veterans move into the zip codes of the Arkansas Missouri Ozarks and start their hobby farm, start their life. And they're not concerned about a date because they live a life of preparedness every day, and it's simply not an issue. A date means nothing to them, Kirk.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting topic, and you know, one of the many reasons why it's so essential to become prepared, because you know, we're probably like on the fringe. I think we're about 700, 800 feet above sea level, so I definitely think that you know, we could become affected. You know, might even wind up with waterfront property. That would be interesting.
Well, the U.S. Navy, not John Moore, the U.S. Navy says everything east of the Blue Ridge Parkway will be underwater in North Carolina. And that's what they say. Word to the wise, if you live, and the map is, the Navy map is on my, the real Navy map. There's some people who've taken a map done by a rather famous psychic, Gordon Michael Scallion, and published it as being the Navy map, which it's not. But the real Navy map is at my website. And so, Kirk, enjoy the time you have left there before your home is underwater.
I will try to do so. It's been a lot of work preparing and building, and you know, I do have a small boat, but it's not going to save me if a 200-foot tidal wave comes over.
Well, it is what it is, and I've been giving people a heads up for more than 20 years, and those who paid heed, they'll be fine. Those who don't, they will pay the price. It's not just water, by the way. It will be a 200-mile-an-hour winds for probably a day or so, and probably a blast of coronal mass ejection will be part of it as well. So it's going to be a life-changing event. We just recently found out that in the country of India, there's more buildings underwater than there are above ground in the country of India. They lay just off the coast on the continental shelf, structures that were part of India before the last time this happened. And, of course, those are being explored. And my friend Professor McKinney was talking yesterday about the U.S. Navy exploring Atlantis in the South China Sea, which they discovered back in the 70s, apparently, and recovering whatever they can recover there. So this has happened to our planet numerous times, about every 3,600 years. And we just happen to be the generation that will live through it this time.
Scary prospects.
It is. It is. And the U.S. government's been getting ready for this. They began in earnest in 1979. They began even before that, although they didn't know the details. John Kennedy, when he visited the Pope, was revealed the third secret of Fatima, which is what this deals with. And he began an increase in civil defense preparations at that time, with people thinking it had to do with nuclear war, which it didn't. But the government's been moving critical infrastructure to Atlanta and Denver since 1979, getting ready for this. And they're pretty much ready. They spent tens of millions, most likely hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars getting ready for this, moving CIA from Langley, Virginia, to Denver. The press release was something that even their own people were making fun of. They said, we're doing this to break up the good old boy network that's been in place for so many decades. The current press release says, but they did it for operational reasons. Now, Kirk, you can imagine what it takes. Say you got, it was more than 1,000, but let's say you got 1,000 employees, and they're in Langley, Virginia, right next to D.C., and you want to move them 2,000 miles away to Denver. What does that mean, Kirk? It means you have to duplicate all their workstations before you move them. It means you have to deal with helping them sell their homes, buy new homes, move all their possessions 2,000 miles. It's a massive logistical undertaking, isn't it?
Is this the CIA that you're talking about?
The CIA, right.
Jeez.
Yeah, the press release, the public press releases are easy to find. But it wasn't just 1,000, it was several thousand. And, of course, you're going to lose some of your best people. Say you're at a GS-15, you're with the CIA in Langley, Virginia. You got 2 or 3 years left before retirement. You've got a really nice home. Your wife has a great paying job. You can go ahead and retire because you've got enough years in before your mandatory retirement, and you're a top performer. You know a lot of stuff nobody else knows. You're going to say, you can keep your damn job. I'm staying here. Isn't that what you're going to do?
Incredible. Incredible stuff.
Yeah. So that it's caused great disruption in the CIA, obviously. I'm so glad I did not go to work for the CIA. I had 2 different opportunities. I turned them both down. And knowing what I know now, the second time, my Green Beret buddy said, John, you don't want to be associated with these people. They eat their own. That's their reputation within the special forces.
It's definitely the impression I get from what I've read and seen, for sure.
Yeah.
Tricky business. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't. I've retired CIA field operative, my next-door neighbor. Great guy, and he knows a lot of stuff. He doesn't talk about it. He maintains his silence on what he knows, what he did. And, of course, my Tuesday guest, Steve Benoon, was another CIA field operative, another great guy. They tend to hire good people, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it's a like you said, it's a very interesting career path. I'm sure very political, in many ways, too.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, preparedness is my mantra. It's yours also. Yours specializes in water. Water is not optional. You can go a long time without eating. Most Americans could afford to not eat for quite a while, quite frankly. You can go for a few seconds without air. But about the third day without water, you're going to be in really serious trouble, aren't you?
Well, the problem is that once that dehydration, sets in, the body's functions, can no longer operate. And then, along the way, when the water supply gets contaminated, and it always does when these things happen, you've got all these waterborne diseases, which are, wreak absolute havoc on the body. And, many times the cholera, the TB, all of these things come into play, and they come into play quickly with a tainted water source, which is why you've got to have the ability, even without electricity, to filter and purify your water. And that's where the ReadyPure unit comes in, folks, because you're able to set this up and actually filter and purify and make potable water that otherwise would not be, and do it without electricity. So very important to have at least one of these units, and we always suggest several for the family. And by the way, they also make excellent barter items, in any kind of a shutdown. We've had numerous letters from people that have had intermittent issues with storms and such, at this point, and saying, thank God, we had one of these on hand because we were able to continue to get fresh water. Some people are shut down for more than a week, with these storms and other issues. Imagine what it would be in some kind of, civil distress. So absolutely essential item to have on hand if you don't have one already. And as John mentioned, we do offer a $100 discount on that unit for all of John Moore listeners. And that's in play no matter how many units you purchase.
Another thing that you offer is about a 6-month turnaround time. I got mine. Is this simple pump. It's one thing to pump water out of the ground. It's another to have your house functioning normally with being able to flush toilets and take a shower, which with a simple pump allows you to do under adverse conditions, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, this unit is very unique, folks. I mean, it's custom designed, for your specific wellhead application. Extremely well made, comes with extra parts. I think they're running about 15 weeks now on production. If you've got a well and you need to have that well, give you water in an electric shutdown, you need to definitely consider and research the simple pump. And you can contact us at the office, any questions that you might have. We are going to need some specs about your well in order to give you a clear estimate, the depth of the current well pump, how far it is from the house, if there's a rise in elevation, from the well to your home, how it enters, how the water point of entry you know, accesses your home, these different things. But usually in a 20-minute conversation, we can glean a lot of those facts. And what's so nice about it is this system, different from any other on the market, allows you to pump directly into a pressure vessel, even to a depth of 300 feet, which is essential because, you know, it's not like you're pumping and then you have to go out and collect the water and bring it in with a bucket. You're pumping into a pressure vessel directly from the simple pump. And when that happens and that pressure vessel's full, you're able to continue to get that water throughout your home and all of the outlets, just like you do now, with obviously the exception.
We have our last break. We got a call on hold. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, we got a call here. We had Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, John. I'm sorry this is so late. I've been trying to call in for 15 minutes, but nobody picked up the phone. It rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. Anyway, just so you know, but I got a question for you on this Planet X. And if this Planet X actually does exist, Why is it that somebody hasn't done something to produce it? I mean, all of these photographs that I have seen, supposed photographs of something out there, is so ambiguous, and, you know, you can't really pinpoint nothing. And if this water is going to affect the United States like that, have you ever seen a map about what happens to Europe and China and Russia and all the rest of the other countries? Do they get it worse, or what? So if you don't mind, I know it's not much time left.
First of all, there's computer-generated programs to show you what happens anywhere on the planet when the ocean comes up 600 feet. So that's quickly and easily doable. As far as images, the images can only be taken in the infrared light spectrum. You have to know where to point the infrared camera. And the Pioneer 10 space probe first found this thing in 1979. The government's been tracking it ever since. What you see on the internet is just people's imaginations, is what that is. So I don't pay attention to that, and you shouldn't either.
Okay. All right. Just curious. All right. So then, I know you're at the end of the program. That's okay. I can call back next hour if I got another question. Okay.
Okay. Well, we got a moment. Just go ahead and ask it.
Oh, well, I was wondering if you personally had seen, I know a 600-foot wave, but I was wondering if with this map that you've got of the United States, if you've seen personally or anyone you know has seen what would happen to Europe. Because, I mean, Denmark and Netherlands and all of those are practically...
Well, I just told you there's computer programs that will demonstrate what a 600-foot ocean rise is anywhere on the planet. That's easily findable.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty much it then, I guess, for right now.
Okay. Okay, Kyle. Thank you for the call. Kirk, we're just about out of time. You have some final words for our audience before we get away here?
I do, yeah. For all of your water needs in your home, and especially being able to create the wellness water in your home, give us a call anytime. You can reach us at 336-525-1015, and we're going to ask you how you heard about us and make sure you say the Liberty Man.
All right. Well, thank you, Kirk. We appreciate it. Do you know if you'll be able to join me in Des Moines yet or not?
I'm hoping so. We're trying to work it out. We have somebody that stays on our property whenever we travel. You know, it results in about a week-long trip for us to do it. So we're trying to work it out, and I should know for sure this next week.
All right. Well, thank you. And we look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Yep, and even if I can't be there, I'll send some things that you can, show the folks.
Sounds good.
Great.
Okay,
super. Thanks.
We topped our break. We'll be back with open lines.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.